Okay, so here we go. So the Balak Kitson now moves on in Sif Dalet to discuss how do we form, what's considered a minion of people in one place. So I'm going to give a little background information to this discussion because it was being, a lot of this information were being written about in different tshuvas that came out recently, and it gave the porch minyanim and different minyanim in different places. So the Mishnah Masechet Brachos Daf Nun Amar Aleph, when discussing Zimun also is the din of by Zimun that you need to have three people that eat together and are benching together in order to say the Zimun. So over there it says if you have two chaburais that were eating in one room, this man shemiksasin royin elos elu, when one could see the other, hare elu mistar from the Zimun. Then love, if not, elu mizdamna la'atzman, elu mizdamna la'atzman. So what we do see over here in this mission is an idea of royin elos elu, that when one group could see the other group, that creates a tziruf between them. The Rashba and many other Rishonim were dealing with this situation that they used to have in their shuls, that the shliach tzibur would go up on the bima, which was high up, was 10 tefachim high, wide 4, and there was a mechitz around it. Some of the dinei Micah, they had to build a mechitz around it, and the chazan would stand there to be mitzi the rabbim with their tefillah, and everyone would answer to it, to the kaddish, the darsh of kedusha, and the question was that. The chazan is the chayyim in a different shus. He's a 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. It's a different shus. And the Rashi says, "V'im mishum Reb Shuman Levi dama im mechitzah shabazam afsekas beinsol avim shabeshmayim lenemru diver Reb Shuel b'sheish hasar b'makim shleich tzibur." Chedas Ravitzal, that's dafka. That chazal is dafka. That when you'll have a minyan together with the chazan, so then your tefillahs won't be interrupted even by a mechitza of barzel. But over here, do you have a minyan? So the Rashba goes on to say a svara. He says that since this bima is part of the shul, is there for the tashmish of the basic knesses, is there for the shul, for the chazan to stand on, for the shliach tzibur, in order that the shliach tzibur could stand on a high point so that his voice will carry out throughout the shul, Michlau basic neses, it's part of the basic neses, and therefore it's ki'ilu he's b'teich atzibur. You can't consider it that he's in a different shus, and there's 9 people sitting on the bottom, or the 10 people sitting on the bottom, and the chaz is in a different shus. It's all part of the shul. Another svari says at the end, he says, v'oid ani oime she'ef shalayma, funny lashon, oid ani oime she'ef shalayma, even if you're going to say that this bima with the chazan standing on is considered a different shus, but since it's royin elos elu, it's as if they're in the same room and they're mitzarif. Where does he get this idea from? Similar to the case that we mentioned before, by Zimun, by Berchas Amazin. Over there, they're all in the same room. It says, it's one home. So the Raj was now saying that we can borrow from Hilchas Zimun to Hilchas Tefillah, the idea of Royin Elos Elo. Now, even though the Rashba does use the Lashon of She'ef Shalayma, if we take a look at the Tshuva's Binyan Olam, Simin Yud Gimel, over there, he quotes the Rashba as Psak, Halacha L'maisa, and he says, even though the Rashba says the Lashon of Efsha, Kabakim Kim Shemasik, Shekem Mevor Lehedi B'Yishami, but since his final line is that this is the way it is, clear in the Yishalmi, Gavi Zimun, Sfirle, the Rashba, Tamza, the Iker, The Maishnot Fila Mizimon, the Michat Kornafki. Why would there be a difference between Zimon and Tfila when it's all learned out of one pasuk and it's all one makar to it, and therefore they're shoving him Ladina. And it's before that the Gra in Biar Gra, the Pri Chadash, also learned that the Rashba was saying it halach lemais. The chaylik on the Rashba is the Rashbash in Siman Lamed Zayin. The Rashbash over there is also discussing a similar case. He's discussing a case of where pa'amim shatziba b'ayin l'beisik knesses b'ayin ha'mashlim la'asara ba'ezis b'beisik knesses k'sas v'nadam. And there's this notion on the side room, there's some people. And va'amim l'chem ma'arecha t'chim sh'oizim sh'beisik knesses ro'yin elus elus sh'ba'azara mashlim la'asara. So the Shayol was using this idea of Rayin Elos Elu from one room to the next, and with that being mashed. So the Rashbash writes, says, B'tah B'zebishtayim, you made two mistakes over here. And in the final paragraph, he says that there's a clear difference between the Tziruf of Tefillah to the Tziruf of Berachas HaMazon. The Rashba took the jump to compare Tefillah to Zimun. Says the Rashbash, Tziruf of Tefillah that you're asking about, Shatem Reitim Lahashtem Minyas Rabba Yisum Shabachot, Tziruf Berachas HaMazon Nizgah B'Mishma, Yesh Kedei Atzarech Al Shoreitim Lift Azman Bracha Achas Mechabur, Zed Tziruf Koldusagi. There's a difference. By Zimun over there, we're just trying to pattern the Chiv that we have with a Tziruf. So Tziruf Koldu is enough. Over here, we were trying to create a minion, we're trying to create Asara, for that, Royan Elo is not enough. The Beis Yosef quotes a Mari Abuhav, where the Mari Abuhav was also starts off with Re'isi. I saw those that I'm a fact fake on this. And, but the Mari Abuhav says, Avanirashi Betelel Gab Beis Knesses, and he brings down the first reason of the Rashba, as the Beis Yosef says, Chen Kos Rashba Tshuva. And brings down the first reason of the Rashba, and actually the Beis Yosef leaves out the the second reason of the Rashba of Roin Zeze. He only brings down the reason that the Bima is bottled to the basic Knesset. It's part of the functioning of the basic Knesset, therefore it's part of the basic Knesset, not Rishus by itself. And the Mishkanes Yaakov in Siman Ayin Hey is Ma'ira. Besides being Ma'ira on the Dimion of Zimun to Tefillah, which he says interesting chilek between the two, that tefillah, perhaps tefillah is a dav shev kedusha, Zimun of three is not dav shev kedusha, but he's also ma'ira that the Beis Yosef only brings the first reason of the Rashba, not the reason of Royin Zeze. So you can't use Royin Zeze freely. The Gra, when he quotes the Rashba and the Bir HaGra, on Sif Yates, he ends off, he says, you can be matcha the rayas of the gra. If we take a look at the, it's blueberries. If we take a look at the bi halach and sim kuf tzadihei, sif aleph, so the bi halach of the when he's discussing the sugya, he quotes the Rashbash, this Rashbash, ochein a Rashbash b'tshuva muvi b'chidusha of Kiva Eger. The Gra in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, I think it is. It also seems to, like we said, the Gra in Perek Zayin, Gra argues. So we have over here a Machlekes, Rashba, and Rashbash, and on the side of the Rashbash, you have the Gra, and you have other Achrayim. That seem the Mishkas Yaakov that seem to be noted to say that Royin Elos Elos does not help like the Rashba wanted to say. So how do we pass? Shulchan Aruch in Simin Nun Heis if you give them. Tzarech sheyu kol asara b'makim echu. We need that all 10 are in one place. V'shlich tzibo imahem and the shlich tzibo is with them. When you close the door, so the door closes in the doorway, If you're standing in the doorway and you will be considered outside when the door closes, so then you're like lachutz. So what's clear in Sifi Gimel? We need that all 10 are b'makim echad, and the Shlich Tzibur is with them. Then when we move on to Sifya Dalid, talks about another case. Someone stand behind the basic nesses, there's a window. I feel a gvoya kamakuma, even if it's very high up. Filein eroich of arba, umar lev panav misham, but he could see them, they could see him. Mitzarif imohim la'asara. It's mitzarif for asar. Now, over here it seems to be mashma that we do not need to be all in the same place. It's enough as long as we could see each other. Royin elos elo. And this is the kasha that the Naisi Kelim are very bothered with. That there seems to be this theory between the Sifya Gimel and Sifya Dalet. And the approach that the Magen Avraham, Pri Chadash, Pri Megadim take is as follows. That there's a difference over here. When do we say Royin Elo as Elo works? When does it work? So first of all, number one, they all take on, they understand the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the second Svara of the Rashba, that Royin helps. Even when it's two separate Rishoyos, Royin helps. That they're taking on. And if you look at the Magen Avraham, Sifkat Yedal, he quotes both Svaras of the Rashba, Shulchan Aruch Rav also knows Tezvav through Yizayin. However, there's a chilik. There's a chilik between the two halachas. And this is what we're going to have to discuss. So Mir Tashem will continue with this tomorrow. With the idea that, again, of whether Royin Elo's Elo helps, and when does Royin Elo's Elo play a role?
Really, I guess it brings up a broader question, but the Rashi said he's discussing his Hanacha, where he starts this whole tshuva from, is that the chazan davening on the bima. What about the Gemara, about all the Gemara say Yerid of Fenateva, to go down on the Fenateva?
Yeah, so the same shahal would be is if you're going down 10 tefachim, but you're not
going to 10 tefachim. Are we makbid b'chlal on these things? Because like I see most shuls don't have a Yerid of Fenateva.
Right. I actually, right now, where I daven, my spot is a step down. So I'm being united now, it's chazen, but I'll stop. But I hear what you're saying. I hear. When we get to that halach, we'll have to discuss. I don't remember offhand, but I know in Baltimore, that Rabbi Heinem was marked with that they should build it like that. I don't remember offhand what the reason why all other shuls don't. But I guess when we get to the halach, we'll have to see.
I've seen it. I know that in I've seen it. I mean, the shul that I grew up in, they had it in Mamash. It was Rabbi Lefkowitz's shul in Flatbush when and then Rabbi Eisen was there. But they had Mamash. It like went just by the chazan. I remember it was like the only place I saw that it went Mamash down.
Oh yeah, oh nice.
The Ramah shul in Krakow also has it in Warsaw in the Ramah shul lane.
I was there, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I pointed out. But this is the only get. I asked, is this the only get we're handling right now? Tefillah, not Kriyas HaTorah, or it's the same din?
Kriyas HaTorah and Tefillah is the same din, but by Kriyas HaTorah it gets a little more complicated because even if you have a minion, but it could be the people. They're getting the aliyahs, need to come up, and what do you do with that?
Right.
Berachas Kayanim is also a discussion because Berachas Kayanim, Pashtas, the Kayanim have to be standing in front of the Tzibur. Even though the Gemara says that they don't have to, but that's another discussion.
Well, she's saying that the ones that they go up to the Aron, which is like 4 or 5 steps up, sometimes it becomes an issue.
You'll have to come out to this Rashba.
It's not coming on to it. It's Eiskapas in the Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
Right. There. Is there time for a random Shiloh?
If I don't, then I'll hang up on you. Yeah, go.
It's an interesting Shiloh. Someone was coming back from America, and they advertised that they were willing to take back a brand new stroller for you if they could use it in the airport, a double stroller. So we emailed them, and they said that they would take it, but they were leaving on the 7th. They ended up getting delayed, but whatever it is. So I ordered from Amazon. Amazon said it would be on the 5th. And UPS never received the package. So I emailed the company, and I told them that UPS says they don't have the package. The package is supposed to come tomorrow, which was on the 4th. I said, it's supposed to come tomorrow. It didn't come. I said you have either two options. Either you could overnight me a new one or figure out what's going on with UPS, but I need it by tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm returning it. They said, okay, fine. So they said they're sending me a new one, overnighting me a new one, and they're going to deal with UPS to get it back. Then they said the package was found from UPS. They canceled the original order, and they're sending us the one that was sent previously is being overnighted directly to me. It still had it moved out of the facility, and it's being overnighted directly to me, as they said. Then we got it. We got one. That one is on its way to Israel as we speak. Now the other one just arrived at this person's house today. So now there's two. What happens to the second one?
So this one I'm not sure about, if you could return it to the company to get back money, but you definitely could keep it and sell it.
I don't even get to return it to the company like money. I probably can't do that anyway. They were very nice to me. Is there an Indian of, should I try to,
they'll know that
your customer Jewish. Service is very good.
If you know that they're Jewish, I mean, if they'll know that you're Jewish, then you get Kiddush Hashem. If you don't know you're Jewish, there's no Kiddush Hashem.
Is there an issue to return it?
Some Rishonim learned that of course Alva has the din of Aveda. There's the issue to return Aveda. But tell them, I'm a good guy, I'm a Jewish guy.